Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is threatening to prosecute any doctors involved in providing an emergency abortion to a woman after a judge granted a request for that abortion. At the center of the case is Kate Cox, who was 20 weeks pregnant when her fetus got a likely fatal diagnosis, also putting her health and future fertility at risk.
But because of Texas's restrictive abortion laws, Cox could not get an abortion until yesterday when a judge granted her request. Cox was emotional when she spoke on NBC News after the ruling.
It's a hard time. Even with, being hopeful with the decision that came from the hearing, there's still, we're going through the loss of a child. There's no outcome here that I take home my healthy baby girl, it's hard.
It's believed to be the first time in more than 50 years a judge has intervened to allow an adult woman to end a pregnancy. Let's bring in Michelle Goodwin, Professor of Constitutional Law and Global Health Policy at Georgetown Law. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show.
So Kate Cox put this very succinctly to PBS. She said, and I'm quoting her, "My health is at risk. My baby can't survive. It's a medical decision." Now, according to the Cleveland Clinic, almost all pregnancies with a fetus with this diagnosis of trisomy 18 end in miscarriage or stillbirth. The mother's health is also at risk. Professor, can you put this case in context? What does it represent to you?
Well, the case represents the aftermath of the Dobbs decision, where the Supreme Court in 2022 overturned Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, leading to the triggering of bans on abortion across the United States. In Texas, the ban included no abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is at a time in which most people won't know that they're pregnant. But it's been a threat not only against women and their health, but it's also posed tremendous risk to doctors that may wish to intervene in order to protect the health and safety of pregnant patients. And that's also what this case is about. If a doctor in Texas intervened, that doctor could risk criminal prosecution or civil punishment and even possibly losing the license to practice.
And now we have the kind of controversial Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stepping in. He has said he'll prosecute doctors in this case if they go ahead with the abortion, despite the court ruling. And he's arguing that Cox has not shown that she qualifies for the medical exemption to the state's ban, even though her brief says doctors said carrying this pregnancy to term could compromise her ability to have another child. Does AG Paxton have any legal ground to stand on if he's trying to contradict a medical professional?
Well, part of the challenge here is that medicine, scientific evidence has seemed to not matter much to those politicians that have decided to stand on the side of anti-abortion. Medically and scientifically, it's well known that a condition such as hers leads to fetal demise. If the child is actually born, the child may not survive more than minutes or even hours. And Ken Paxton's position that he'll prosecute no matter what seems to be the kind of chord being struck by those who are politicians that are anti-abortion.
Yeah, I wonder if the case sets any kind of precedent in Texas, maybe it pressure lawmakers to put more exemptions into their very restrictive near-total abortion bans?
Well, that's possible, but at the same time, what's notable is that groups that are underwriting the kind of playbook of anti-abortion in the United States have been pretty firm in denying exceptions, including for cases of rape and incest, even though it might seem the passionate thing to do, the compassionate thing to do in these instances is to protect the health and the safety of the pregnant person. Or even given that the nature of this type of legislation is pronatalist, you might imagine that they would seek to protect future pregnancies.
Okay. Michelle Goodwin is a professor at Georgetown Law, where she also co-directs the O'Neill Institute. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.